stepping in the light, stepping in the light. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, led in paths of light. Led in paths of light.
Good morning, and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study to search the scriptures to answer the question, were Aaron and Moses gathered to the same place? It's a study of Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 50. Pastor Otero will continue the series on the book of Revelation at the 5 o'clock service today, continuing teaching from chapter 6. There is in your bulletin, an insert concerning the month-end fellowship and also the 27th church anniversary. And because of the numbers, there might be a little confusion there. The month-end fellowship is on September 27th, as usual, the last Sunday of the month. And the 27th church anniversary celebration is on October 4th, and it will occur at the evening service on Sunday, October 4th. Directly following this morning's worship service, there will be a short congregational meeting at which time several believers have applied for membership in Bethel Baptist Church, and the Deacon Board has approved to present them to you to consider approving their membership. That will follow this morning's service. Please refer to the bulletin for other activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this coming week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for this month, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 33, verses 2 through 4. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make melody to him with an instrument of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his work is done in truth. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let's begin our worship with hymn number 27, I Sing the Mighty Power of God. Let's continue our worship now with hymn number 475, Redeemed.
Redeemed through his infinite mercy.
Please stand now as we sing hymn number 163, Open My Eyes That I May See.
Please remain standing for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we read in that beautiful Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. And we as a church body said with great joy, Lord, you are our shepherd, and we have everything we need. And so, Father, help us to communicate these beautiful truth to others so that they too, in turn, may repeat the words of the psalm with meaning, the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. We thank you, Father, for the privilege that you gave us in proclaiming thy word and sharing the truth of the living God through this service at Morin Hill, California, and through the radio broadcast and KKMC Live, through the internet live at this hour, and we know through the letters and through the greetings and through the offerings of people who listen that there are people in Arizona and New York and Texas and New Jersey and Minnesota, all across the country, listening the gospel of the Lord Jesus and the service of worship to our mighty God. And we thank you, Father, for that provision. We also pray for those who later on will have their CDs and have their Bible studies in their home with friends in Pennsylvania and other places. And so, Lord, thank you that you take your word, as we learned today in Sunday school, and you place the leaven of the gospel in the heart of people, so that the gospel grow and grow and grow and in such a way that we have no control, but only you have the control. And we thank you, Father. Lord, today I want to thank you for our college kids. I don't see anyone here except two or three, and the rest went to college. And so I want to thank you for Victor Franson, Dan Hudson, Maria, Kathleen and Madeline Kong, Liz and Stephen Koval, Jacqueline Lacey, Anthony and Trish Laurel, John Lee, Stephanie Mix, Peter Manning, Kathy and John Peets, Brittany Prater, Gregory Tomlinson, and Silas Veloz. Thank you, Lord, for these are young people who grew up here in church, who found the Lord here, and now they are preparing themselves for life in different colleges around the United States of America. Put your hand on their life. Touch their life in such a way that they become one with us, even though they are so far away. And bless the parents, who I know they miss them. Thank you, Lord, for our missionaries, for Carol and Ruth Knott, Eusebio and Maritza Perez, David and Denise Rode, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano, Martha Peretti, Dante and Maruja Ravines, Jose and Diane Avila, the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center, the Christian Athletic Association, Daniel and Miriam Lacey, and Fred and Carol Lewis. We are so proud to have so many missionaries, even though we are a small church. And Lord, they are doing what we are doing, sharing the word of God and praising our mighty God, so the people around the world may know him. And one day we will see him as he is, coming in the clouds. We thank you, Father, for our choir and for the reading of God's word and for the preaching of God's word. And I pray that you give me very simple words, but very truthful words, so that we may understand what you have for us today in the scripture. Thank you, Lord, for those who requested church membership, and now they are added to our church. And there are more people here so that we can spread the gospel to more people, because we, each one of us, are a living missionary in the hands of a mighty God. Thank you, Lord, for providing for our church. And so, Father, we pray that you continue to bless the giver and bless the offering. And, Lord, we miss a lot of people in vacation, and this is the last official day in America of summer is over. And people use these days to go away, and we have a Cassandran family away for a few weeks, and we pray that you take care of them, such a faithful family. They have been a great help in my ministry here. So bring them with safety to our church. And then for the others, Lord, that you cover them with joy, and that they will come back ready to work for the winter, ready to share their life with us and with others, so that the kingdom of God may expand. To you be the glory forever and ever. In Jesus, our Lord, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Ezekiel? If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 943. We will be reading Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 through 14. Please stand now for the reading of God's word, Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 through 14. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, Prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking. And the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, Prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, Thus saith the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came unto them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy, and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for the historical record we have in the scriptures, which answer the question of the ages, what is truth? We know, Father, that thy word is truth. Thank you for sending the Lord Jesus Christ to make us alive in him when we were once dead in trespasses and sin. Help us to keep his commandments, even as he was obedient to put down his own life for us. Thank you, Father, for such a great salvation. Bless your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero, as he comes to deliver the good news from the scriptures. Bless this good news to our hearts and to those listening on the radio and internet and CD, especially those that may not know you, that they may know the joy of your salvation. In Jesus' name, we pray these things. Amen. Would you please be seated?